One's Worm Hat. This is a video on hippie Hitler and how Hitler is a female. And all of them, all of the world leaders that claim to be men, they're probably the majority of them. The higher up you go, I believe the more likely it is that they aren't even intersex. It's just a woman on T. And I mean, look at the hips on Hitler. Those are childbearing hips. Childbearing hips is one of the, you know, buzzwords that gets thrown around. Kind of like how on TV they'll bring up bone structure, they'll bring up cheekbones. Childbearing hips is something that people definitely talk about, and in day-to-day lives, that's something that the just regular everyday inverts will talk about, childbearing hips. And here you go. Hitler had childbearing hips. Donna Trump probably has given natural birth to Donna's obviously inverted children. And they make fun of the small hands, and they make fun of this, but you know, they don't flat out say, look at the skull and bones, it is a female. Like, that's, it's like they can do anything except for that, saying this is a female, period. That is against the rules, but they can make fun of the hand size. They can make statues of them with the little micro. They can talk about them being thick and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're not allowed to just flat out say Donna Trump is a woman abusing testosterone. Going back to Hitler, I mean, sits like a woman. This is how women sit. Very feminine. The eyes are not set back. The eyes are bulging. FTM, get this bulging eye. Men are supposed to have eyes that are sunken in. Think like Maria Shriver. Those sunken in eyes. FTM have these bulging out eyes. And the eyebrows are very, very close to the eye. The ability to have these like crazy drag queen eye makeup. That's a male feature. To have eyebrows that are really far away from your eye. Women look like this. Real women don't have crazy space to make eye makeup. And the really thin lips. Probably just a fake mustache. They cover their necks. And yeah, they're trannies. Look at the way that this sits. Female. Females sit like that. Here's the bigger photo showing not childbearing hips. And then, whoa. Nothing new. They talk about King, drag King Tut, goes back to Egypt. What these people do, I mean, you can tell that they're obsessed with Egypt. And what they're doing is nothing new. King Tut, they'll tell you King Tut had female hips. Those rounded, pudgy kneecaps. There's a reason that George Washington has rosy red cheeks and saggy skin and had to wear wigs, and you can even see here, no eyelashes. When they abuse testosterone, their eyelashes fall out. You'll see people in real life all the time that they don't have any eyelashes because they abuse hormones. What does it mean when people talk about childbearing hips? People don't even know. Like, people need this to be explained to them. And they still don't even get it. They just think, oh, well, some guys have huge hips. Some women don't have any hips. They don't understand. No, God made them male and female. Men do not have childbearing hips. Women do have childbearing hips. The fact is that people don't understand intersex conditions and how common they are. Women are born with penises super frequently today. And a lot of men are eunuchs made in the womb. They come out with a vagina. It's called Swire syndrome. They can get pregnant and give birth using modern medicine. And yeah, that's the truth. Look at how Manlania sits. They do this on purpose. I mean, because they're trained. They know what they're supposed to do. Like, Melania, I'm sure, sits correctly a lot of times. But they'll come out and they'll show you. I mean, the male politicians just all sit like women. They all sit like women. But here's an example of Melania showing you the real way that this one sits. This is how men sit. This is how women sit. It's just how our hips work. And yeah, there's all sorts of people out there that have penises and they sit like this because they're a free Martin. It's just the way that their hips, the bone structure, it's bone structure. It's not comfortable for a man to sit like that. This is how men sit. And I think this is where the 420 thing comes from. It comes straight from the Bible. Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. The 420 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So I think this is where they get the 420. It's a reference to these 420 elders. I mean, it's a strange way to, instead of saying 24, 420. So that's where this 420 obsession comes from, I believe. And stuff like that, I think it just shows that numbers matter. They're obsessed with gematria. Not that they matter in reality, just like the fact that people take the number stuff. Oh, the fact that people think 69 is so funny. 420, the fact that it's such a big deal. It's just a reflection of the fact that these people are number obsessed. You know, the 33 game. They're number obsessed. They're obsessed with these childish secret games. 33, orange 33, and bone structure. The game is that they're allowed to do basically anything other than just come out flat and just say the truth just the way that it is. They're allowed to joke about it. They're allowed to kind of hint at it, but they're not allowed to say a lot of women are born with penises today and a lot of men are born with a vagina today. And the way that you can tell them apart is looking at their skeleton. Look at their skulls and bones. God bless everyone.